the Agile brand.
Welcome to Season 6 of The Agile Brand, where we discuss marketing technology and customer experience trends, insights, and ideas with enterprise and technology platform leaders. We focus on the people, processes, data, and platforms that make brands successful, scalable, customer-focused, and sustainable. This is what makes an Agile brand. I'm your host, Greg Kilstrom, advising Fortune 1000 brands on MarTech, marketing operations, and CX, best-selling author and speaker. The Agile Brand Podcast is brought to you by Tech Systems, an industry leader in full-stack technology services, talent services, and real-world application. For more information, go to teksystems.com. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that my latest book, Priority is Action, 7 Principles for Better Strategies, Decisions, and Outcomes, is now available. In it, I give ideas and insights for leaders and teams that need to make meaningful progress on their priorities. After all, our priorities are what we do, not what we say we'd like to do. You can find Priority is Action on Amazon or learn more on my website, gregkilstrom.com. Now let's get on to the show. Generative AI has made it abundantly easy to create all types of content, but what about the integrity of our content? Whether that's inaccuracies, plagiarism, or even detecting if something is AI-generated in the first place. Today we're going to talk about content governance in a world where AI-generated copy is everywhere, making management, monitoring, and analysis an imperative in the enterprise. To help me discuss this topic, I'd like to welcome Alon Yamin, CEO and co-founder at CopyLeaks. Alon, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, looking forward to talking about this with you. Why don't we get started with you giving a little background on yourself as well as your role at CopyLeaks?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm the CEO and co-founder of CopyLeaks. My background is in technology. Before CopyLeaks, I used to be a programmer in an intelligence unit in the Israeli army. And that's where I started working a lot with different text analysis technologies. It was a while ago. A lot has changed. Obviously, AI, generative AI changed a lot in this space, but that was kind of like the base to a lot of what we're doing today. And then I created CopyLeaks together with my co-founder, who was also a programmer in the same intelligence unit, Jonathan Biton. And we both created CopyLeaks with the idea of, you know, creating a solution to that will allow us to really identify source, distribution, and originality of textual content. Back then, it was even like a smaller problem than it is today. Back then, you know, generative AI was not, ChatGPT, AI, everything was less developed than it was today. So there were some automated tools to kind of like paraphrase the text, translate text, that made it harder to find and track originality. However, today with ChatGPT, LLMs, it becomes very, very hard to really understand the originality state of textual content, the source, the distribution, and even the copyrights or IP of written text. So the idea with CopyLeaks was really to create a platform that will allow you to authenticate textual content. It could be words, it could be even source code. So really everything that is textual, and give you the real clarity, understanding of whether or not content is original, where it was created, where it's been used before, etc. And on top of that, we kind of like added a layer around generative AI governance that allow you to really control policies within your companies around generative AI, where it's being used, gives you some transparency around generative AI, and also tools and solutions to make sure that you're enforcing your policies.
Yeah. And I mean, talk about being a little ahead of the curve there. So it's definitely, it sounds like the timing is right. And we'll talk about that a little bit as well. So let's start by setting the stage a little bit. And, you know, I would imagine most people listening, we've certainly talked a bunch about generative AI, but, you know, just to throw some numbers out here. So as of last September, over 34 million AI generated images were created per day. That's not even counting the text-based content that you were talking about or any other kind of AI generated content. And last September is a long time ago in terms of the growth of AI. So, you know, suffice to say, there's a lot of AI generated content being created on a daily basis, if not on longer terms as well. What are some of the challenges with just this volume of AI generated content being created from a business perspective?
Yeah, so I think, you know, that we're hearing a lot of predictions about how much of the content in the future will be AI generated content. And we, you know, I read in different places already talking about 90% of the content that we're going to read in the next couple of years will be AI generated content. So
yeah,
I think it creates a lot of issues, a lot of challenges for organizations, and also, of course, a lot of benefits that and amazing opportunities that we can talk about as well. But from kind of like the challenges side of things, I think really it revolves around security, privacy, copyrights, IP, and accuracy. So first and foremost, I think, you know, we're all hearing about AI hallucinations and inaccurate data that is getting produced by these large language models. And that creates corporations, that create risks and problems for a lot of corporations where their employees are using these platforms. So imagine an employee is using ChatGPT or any other type of an AI platform to create content that is there going to be shared either with customers or online, whatever the use case might be. And you want to make sure that this content is first accurate and factual. You want to make sure that this content is original and not plagiarized. You want to make sure that also in the process of creating this content, your employees are not sharing information that they potentially shouldn't share with these platforms. So a lot of different issues that are coming with working with this type of technologies for corporations. I think the main thing we're hearing is that at this point, a lot of corporations have no control over or transparency regarding where AI is being used with their organizations. And they don't know what type of materials their employees are sharing with these platforms as well. So the problem is that, you know, if I'm now an employee within an organization and I want to create a deck, a board deck or a presentation deck, whatever it might be, I need to share information with these platforms in order for them to then come back and share with me the outputs, the responses that I'm expecting. And you would be surprised and shocked sometimes by the type of information that employees are sharing with these LLMs. Really, from a security privacy perspective, I don't think there is any other third-party platform that is getting access to so much proprietary sensitive information that is usually kept in-house within the organization. And then, of course, you know, these different LLMs are also training their models based on this data. So who knows who has access to this information later on? So that's a major risk.
Yeah, definitely. And I want to get back to the governance aspect that you touched on there as well. But first, you know, to give a practical example, you also mentioned the plagiarism part of this. And, you know, so a lot of people out there may be tasked with writing things, and so plagiarism is relevant there. Can you walk us through, you know, what does this look like for a business? Like, what's the business use case for plagiarism detection, and, you know, how can this be used there in the enterprise?
Yeah, so I think from a plagiarism perspective, of course, every business want to maintain their integrity and making sure that you're not risking the corporations or the company's reputation by, you know, plagiarizing or using copyrighted materials. I think the use of LLMs made this even more complicated, because before we really just focused on detecting human plagiarism. So if one of the employees copied from a different source, etc. But what we're seeing today is that large language models are plagiarizing themselves. So it shouldn't maybe be a huge surprise. In the end, all these, you know, ChatGPTs, Gemini, other LLMs out there, basically creating content based on existing data, existing sources. And we at Copylex actually did an internal research where we looked at a few thousands of outputs from GPT 3.5. And we wanted to understand the level of plagiarism within the outputs straight from GPT. And what we found was that 60% of the outputs that ChatGPT created contained significant plagiarism. So this means that the plagiarism problem just became even bigger, you know, now with these different LLMs. And it's something that organizations need to be aware of especially from, you know, a copyright perspective, IP perspective, as well as, of course, to keep the organization's integrity and reputation in place.
Yeah, yeah. And so on the maybe the inverse, you know, from a consumer perspective, I think consumers also want to know this. I know, you know, back in the day when Photoshop was in its early days, you know, everyone there was a lot of talk about people not being able to tell what was a real photo versus Photoshopped. You know, I think we're in similar territory here where, you know, consumers, in many cases, it doesn't matter, but in some cases, it really does matter, you know, if something's AI generated or human written. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, how a tool like yours can be used to help consumers understand this better?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, even as individuals, no matter what we're doing on the day to day, we're facing AI content, even if we know it or not. Give you some, you know, random examples. You're reading the news, you want to make sure it's a real human reporter writing these news. You're reading reviews of a product that you're interested in buying on Amazon. You want to make sure that those are actual real reviews that are written by real people that use the product and not by a bot. You're reading a discussion online about a news piece or anything else. You want to make sure that it's actual humans and not a Russian bot, for example. Yeah, right. So especially, by the way, as we're getting into election year, you can imagine how much AI is out there, and it's not always just, you know, random. Of course, there is a lot of agendas in the background. So yeah. I think really as a consumer, as an individual, first and foremost, just being aware that AI is everywhere, scrutinizing content a bit more than maybe we've done in the past, and making sure that you're using really AI detectors on a regular basis. We have tools that are able to integrate your browser, for example. So immediately you're able to know whether or not content that you're reading is created by bots or created by humans. Just kind of like making sure that you're scrutinizing content a bit more, because it's very important to know, not just from, you know, understanding what's the originality of the text, but also if it's created by AI, then it means that maybe it's worthwhile to check the facts a bit more, making sure that it's accurate, etc. So I think it's there is a lot of importance on awareness here, as well as taking steps to really have some more visibility around it.
And so, you know, we've started off looking at challenges a little more on the negative side, but, you know, obviously there's, as you had said at the very beginning, there's a lot of really useful tools and a lot of benefits that AI can give us as well. So one of the tools that CopyLeaks offers is the AI grader that grades thousands of standardized tests very efficiently. Can you talk a little bit about this and, you know, how did this originate?
Yeah, definitely. So that's the exciting part of AI. You know, we talked about the risks and how you're mitigating the risk and creating governance around generative AI. But the reason we're offering all this solution is that you really can enjoy all the benefits that are coming with using AI. And one of them is really, you know, we used it here with the AI grader, where we understood that there is a manual task here that is being done by human graders. And given our models that are able to understand meaning of text, able to understand main ideas for the plagiarism detection and the AI detection side of things, we also created an AI grader that is able to understand the way human graders are grading assignments and then basically imitating it. So we kind of like used AI to automate a process that was manual. And it's amazing to see it in action. It saves a lot of time. It saves a lot of resources. And the beauty of it is that it's also completely unbiased. You know, when you're grading exams, of course, there are biases. As, you know, as a human grader, I can wake up today and be a bit tired or angry or million of one things that can affect the grade that a student will get. An AI model doesn't have all these things. So it's more fair as well, in a way. So we're very excited about this solution specifically.
Yeah, and I think that's an interesting point that you made as well. Is, you know, I know there is talk about bias in AI, you know, how models are trained and everything like that, but there's also bias in humans as well. So I think, you know, it's using the right tool for the right job, right? I think that's what you're touching on. And along those lines, you know, what other, you know, possible extensions of a tool like that could, you know, could have applications for business?
Yeah, I think beyond grading, this technology could be adapted for various business applications. for example, content analysis, quality control, or even customer feedback processing. The underlying AI could be tailored to evaluate and provide insights on diverse data types, offering businesses a tool for improving efficiency. That's the bottom line, improving efficiency and decision-making process. So everything where you have kind of like human decision-making process in the way, we can basically automate it, imitate the decision-making process, and do it ourselves automatically. So really everything that is kind of like manual and decision-making kind of like focused.
Yeah, yeah. And so last topic, I want to get back to governance. And certainly, again, there's some challenges here, but there's also plenty of opportunities as well. So talk about a few components here. So, you know, let's start first with data leaks. And, you know, what are some of the issues that we need to be aware of here?
Yeah, I think, I touched this point also earlier, where even using these platforms like ChatGPT and others create an option for data leaks for corporations. Because again, employees are sharing maybe, you know, sometimes sensitive information with these platforms, and then these platforms can expose these informations to others. So it's very important to be aware of it, track the usage of generative AI within the organization and understand what's being shared and monitor it in an ongoing basis. On top of this, knowing that these technologies are out there and data is everywhere at this point, we're also helping companies with identifying leaks of sensitive information. So you can let us know what is it that is information that is relevant for you to monitor, and we in an ongoing basis can let you know if it leaked online, if someone is using it, copying it somewhere. So basically giving you kind of like a full understanding and control over your content distribution. And I think this was very important before, but even more important now as more and more usage of, you know, ChatGPT type of platforms is out there.
Yeah, yeah. And so similarly, or along those lines, I guess, generative AI monitoring and auditing, certainly when we're talking about governance, would be key components of this. Can you talk a little bit, I know you touched on this a little earlier too, but can you talk a little bit about how these can be used with effective AI governance?
Yeah, so I think there are two components here, like you said. One is monitoring, which is ongoing. So everything that is getting created as part of the business, doesn't matter if it's something that you're publishing or sharing or creating, it's important to monitor the creation process. Who's in charge? What information was shared in the process? What was the output from the different Gen AI models? Whether or not it's copyrighted or not? So really understand and monitor on an ongoing basis the creation process to make sure that you're mitigating the risks before you even sharing it with the world, and in that way kind of like solving the issue before it even becomes an issue. The second component is the auditing part, where, you know, you have every company, every organization already has content out there. Doesn't matter if it's textual content, doesn't matter if it's code. And it's important to also make sure that content that is already out there is safe, secure, and compliant. And what I mean by that is that making sure that you understand that content that is already out there is copyrights free, plagiarism free, understand what parts of it are created by AI or not. If it's created by AI, make sure that it's it makes sense, that it's factual, etc. So really having transparency around generative AI. There is a lot of, you know, talks now around the world. By the way, we saw different regulations now in Europe, in the US. Yeah. Obviously, there was the executive order by Biden. A lot of conversations around regulation of generative AI. But really, the first step in order to regulate such a powerful technology is really have transparency around it, understand where it is, and have visibility. So that's really the first step.
Yeah. And so, you know, every organization is kind of at a different place in this, you know, some may be a little bit further along, but, you know, it can be challenging sometimes to do an apples to apples comparison, even amongst two competitors in the same industry, let alone across industries and things like that. And so how would you recommend that an organization look at, you know, kind of in not only increasing their maturity in this space, but measuring their maturity in Gen AI governance? And, you know, what are some ways that have been helpful for you to look at this?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, making sure that there is a clear policy in place. I'm sometimes surprised when I'm still speaking with companies where they have no clear policies around generative AI.
Yeah.
So I think that's really step one. Then moving from there, what's important is having tools in place to be able to enforce the policies that you're creating within your company. So let's say you're approving use of generative AI, specific platforms that are accessible to your employees, and you want to make sure that they're only sharing specific type of information or only specific teams are using it, etc. So you created your policy, but the next step is really making sure that you're enforcing it, understanding who's using it, in what capacity, and having tools in place to really audit this and make sure that whatever you have in your policy is actually what happens in real life. So I think that's the second step that is very important. And what's really important as well, making sure that there is a robust data privacy, data security measures, so that, you know, the organization will have the ability to respond to any AI-related challenges. It all goes hand in hand. So those, I would say, are the most important things for organizations to look at.
That's great. Well, Alon, thanks so much for joining the show. One last question before we wrap up here. You've given a lot of great advice and insights already. What's one next best action that you'd recommend for those listening that want to use generative AI more effectively yet safely in their organization? What's one thing they can do to start?
Yeah, I think just make sure that you understand, like I mentioned before, that you have visibility to how generative AI used and exists within your organization. Really establish real clear framework for governance and compliance. And involve also implementation of tools, like AI content detector, copyright infringement detector, plagiarism detectors, so that once you're using these platforms, once you're using these LLMs, you also have measures in place to mitigate the risks that are coming with them. So those, I think, are, you know, would be, if I have to give one tip, that would be the main one.
That's great. Well, again, I'd like to thank Alon Yamin, CEO and co-founder at CopyLeaks, for joining the show. You can learn more about Alon and CopyLeaks by following the links in the show notes. Thanks again for listening to The Agile Brand, brought to you by Tech Systems. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to subscribe and leave us a rating so that others can find the show more easily. You can access more episodes of the show at www.gregkihlstrom.com. That's GregKihlstrom.com. While you're there, check out my series of best-selling Agile Brand Guides, covering a wide variety of marketing technology topics, or you can search for Greg Kihlstrom on Amazon. The Agile Brand is produced by Missing Link, a Latina-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, they craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Until next time, stay agile.
The Agile Brand.